Well, yes, I am here at Muan International Airport Arrival Hall, where it is filled with family members, and many of them who have stayed here overnight as the accident happened on Sunday morning. Now, many of the families here are still waiting for those information, for any kind of information that they can get from the authorities, but not much is being given to the families right now because as these investigations are going underway right now, many of the authorities are saying they don't have much information to give. But the family members have refused to go home. And in fact, you know, many of those who died on that plane are people of residents around this Cholla Namdo province, where you have the big cities like Gwangju and Mokpo. And many of them are from that areas, and so they didn't go home. And if I can show you where I'm standing right now, and you can see that there are tents, those yellow tents were set up last night for the family members. And many of the family members have been staying inside. And many of them have really not come out unless they needed to, because they were just in there trying to sort of like come to terms as to what was happening. And I've been hearing a lot of people still crying inside, many of them, some of them coming out as they couldn't control their emotions, as I think a lot of the family members here are just trying to come to grips and trying to find out more information about the loved ones. Now, if I can show you a little bit more about this, what's happening here at the arrival hall, over on this side, you can see that there are these two men, and they're also family members, but they're sitting there trying to see if they can get their DNA tests done. Now, there was a lady there earlier, and she is helping them to get their DNA tests done, because out of those all those members who have passengers who died, only 141 passengers' bodies have been identified, and so they still have, authorities still have this process of trying to identify the rest of the bodies, and apparently they have asked many of the family members to come forward and do this DNA testing, which is crucial to identify the bodies. And so lots of things going on in this arrival hall, and not just here, but also upstairs, which is the departure hall. And upstairs, it's really very similar to this, but except that place is also packed with family members there too. You do have those tents, those yellow tents there too. And there's been a lot of volunteers here helping the families too. There's a team of legal experts say they're over their side, saying that they'll be offering free legal service. There are also telecom companies who have come here giving them free telecom mobile services so that the families can stay together and get everything they need as they try to find out more information. Now, what we're hearing from the family members is that there is a temporary memorial altar that has been set up not too far from here at the Muan gym complex, sports complex, but that's about slightly more than 5 kilometers away from the airport. And the family members have asked Jeju Air to try and see if they can set up this memorial altar here at the arrival hall, because they just cannot simply, you know, the family members say they simply cannot leave this place now, just in case they miss that crucial information which they're waiting for here at the arrival and departure halls here at Muan International Airport.
Yoon-suk, we know that the two black boxes have been recovered from the plane. Do we have any updates yet on the progress of the crash investigation?
No, we don't. We know that they've been found. They have the flight data and also the recordings, but apparently, a lot of them have been damaged, and so it is going to take them a while. Some reports saying that it could take a month, some saying much longer. But we do know that the U.S. has also agreed to work with South Korea to investigate this, because, you know, we know for a fact, according to the Transport Ministry, that the plane did receive an alert that there was a bird strike. But apart from that, there hasn't been much information given about the cause of this. But there have been a lot of aviation experts who have spoken up, looking at the video footages and looking at the pictures, that they're just, you know, there are just so many questions out there, especially regarding the landing gear. And as you mentioned earlier, there was an incident this morning where the same Boeing 737-800 had to go back to Gimpo Airport because of landing gear issues. Now, that is exactly what happened with this plane crash. We know that the plane on Sunday morning landed on its belly. And so many experts are asking, what was the, you know, landing gears and why did it have to do that? And so I think investigations will be carried out, especially since the acting president, Choi Sang-mo, has ordered that all of those Boeing 737-800 planes be inspected, because I think they're trying to figure out what happened and trying to get to the root of this, the problem. As concerns here right now, also at the airport, as I was talking to some people, is that, you know, they're afraid to get on the flights now. And so many want answers, and yet there are not really that many answers that they're getting from any of the authorities here that are crucial to this investigation, too.
Thank you, Yoon Suk, for those updates. That was Lim Yoon Suk reporting live from Muan International Airport.